Just to say, I want to say two short in Yani Halacha, and then we'll take another break and we'll learn a little bit a little Agada on Chanukah. And Dvar Agada Halacha, just two in Yani. Number one, Noshim. Are women mechuyev to light Chanukah candles? Okay, so what is the Halacha? Does your wife...
Even if there was a man in the house?
Even a man in the house. If a husband and wife, and we live in the modern world today, America... Women's live, right? Women are.
What did you say? Is if who is a self question?
What?
What is say? If who is a self question?
Here, Rabbi. So the question is: are Noshim chayiv to light Chanukah candles? So what would you say? Well, let's. Why don't we? Why should Chanukah candles be any different than? Here, Rabbi. Say.
They were in the nest.
Are women the question? Halach. Are women chayiv to light Chanukah candles? Is your wife obligated to light Chanukah candles? Now, if you would not open up a Shulchan Aruch, and if you would not know what you do at home, if you now remember what happened last night, let's say fresh, take a fresh look at this. So what would you say? You'd say, of course. Why is Chanukah candles? Hey, Dr. Prezak. If you would not know, you would say, why should Chanukah be any different than matzah? Why it should be different than eating matzah, Lil Pesach, or laying the Megillah? Did you ever hear of a woman that says, I don't have to go laying the Megillah, I don't have to go to shul to hear the Megillah, because my husband hears the Megillah. Yeah. If my husband lays the Megillah, so I don't have to go laying the Megillah, that's enough for me. Yeah. Or I don't have to eat matzah, because my husband, he's eating matzah. Unheard of. Unheard of, even though it's a mitzvah seh she'azman grama, we have a principle, af hein hoyu, Be'oisoy hanes. Noshim were part of the miracle. And Pesach, there was the shibud was on the women as well as the men. The shibud was the Chazal said they gave, the way they humiliated the Jews is by giving men women's work and giving women men's work. They took the men and they had the men do the cooking, doing the cleaning, doing the sewing, whatever it was. And they had the men do and they had the women do the men's work to go out and do construction. This was part of the psychological humiliation that the Mitzrayim brought upon the Jewish people. That's one pshat. Another pshat, Chazal say, is that the ikur that in the why how did it come about that Klal Yisrael survived the Mitzrayim? It was bischus noshim tzidkaniyos. It's only in the merit of the noshim tzidkaniyos that were mechazik their husbands did Klal Yisrael survive the gulls. If not for the zchus of the noshim, for their behavior, the fact they went out into the fields and provided their husbands with food, with fish, and different, they did different things in order to mechazik them. If not for this, they never would have survived the shibud of Mitzrayim. Af hein hayu ba'isah hanes. Therefore, it's an exception to the rule. Even though Noshim are normally part of the mitzvah she'azman grama, when it comes to matzah, they're mechuyev in the mitzvah. And Chazal may have a drasha. I told you it was the time. The drasha, the pasuk compares matzah to chametz. Just like chametz loisah say, Noshim are chayev in the mitzvah loisah say, even the loisah she'azman grama. So the male, they're chayev also in matzah, even though it's man grama. When it comes, let's say, to Megillah, Megillah is the same exactly. Megillah of Afhein Hayu Ba'isa Hanes, the Gezer LaHashmir LaHarog LaAvid. It's called Hayud Minavia Adzokin Taf VeNoshim BiYomecha. Noshim were in the Gezera, and what's the other reason Chazal give? They were the primary. Esther Hamalka is an Isha, so therefore she was a primary cause for the miracle of Purim. Megillah. That's why Noshim have an obligation in Yom Tov, just like the men do. So why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Chanukah? Chanukah, af hein hayu ba'isa hanes. There was a gzera, chodesh, milah, Shabbos. Okay, they don't have milah, but they have chodesh and they have Shabbos. And there was a gzera that any isha that got married, tiboyel lehegmon techila. And who was instrumental in bringing about the salvation? Yehudis. Yehudis, she chopped off the head of the hegemon of that, whatever the whole story was at the end when there was a battle and he came running into the tent. So she took him into the tent, she fed him cheese, she fed him milk, she put him to sleep, and she executed him. Just like Yael in the time of Sisera, exactly the same exact story, exactly. And then we also have a tradition of Chan, there's a whole question of Chanukah of a Shiva Boneha. The story of Chana and her seven sons, where her seven sons were asked by the Hegmon to bow down to Avodah Zarah. They refused to do so, even the youngest child. and they mekadesh shem shemayim bifar hesya. And according to some opinions, the story of Chanukah, the Shiluv Onecha, took place during the time of Chanukah. It was during the tkufa, the gezeres hashmat of Chanukah.
And there are different versions
of who it was.
Yehudis,
right. And also some say that Yehudis, it was another Isha, it was maybe Yehudis, is that the whole war broke out when a woman who was the sister of the five children of Yochanan, Matisyahu, one of the members of that family, where she refused to have relations with the Hegemon when she got married, and she demanded that her brothers defend her, see the bezoyon that was taking place and should do something about it. She stood up to them, and because she stood up to them, that is what triggered the war. So Nashim have a very central and very central role in the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So why don't we apply the principle Af Hein Hayu Ba'isay Hanes? It's a very good kasha. The kasha is much better than any answer. It's a really good kasha. It's a very good kasha. Why doesn't the Isha light her own Chanukiah? Why doesn't she light her own Ner Shel Chanukah just like the men? So the answer, the basic answer is, there are two different mischoyts in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, and there's a nafka min lahalacha that we'll get to in a moment. But before we get into the answer, but the basic answer is that they're tofel to their husband. Or let me read the actual words, it's very important. The Ramah says, the Ramah doesn't really answer the question. He just says what the halach is. He writes over here, after Amor Hanal Shukol Echad Malik Mikol Mokum Ishtoi Eni Malekes Dihi Kigufoi. Ishtoi Kigufoi. The Oid Mishom, there's another time that the Mishnah Berurah gives. Mishnah Berurah is a pella what he says over here. Dehem Tefelois Lo Anashim. Doesn't say that Ishtoi Kigufoi, a different Nosuch, which I'll show you a very important afternoon in one moment. They're Tefelois, they're Tofel, they're secondary to men. That will not go off well today. Okay? No. Chavos Chaim will not go off well to say they're tough. You want to go say ish like a gufoy, it's one goof. Okay, we can live with that in the 21st century. What? What?
How you look? If you look from the English point of view, left to right, if you look from right to left, say in the first place.
I don't understand.
You read right to left.
Yes, yes, yes. So there's one menorah. So you want to say one, the husband, okay. You should take a gufoy, or you say it's tefillas. Okay, they're not really coming to answer the question. The words are the words. The basic answer given is the mitzvah of Chanukah is for the bais. It's not necessarily for the person. This that we have a custom that every single member of the bais light, that's only mahadrim and amahadrim. When it comes to Pesach, every man, every child has an obligation to eat a kazayis of matzah. Even if Noshim would have been potter from eating matzah, every child, every male child, if you have 10 sons, even 10 children, 10 male sons, there's no question they have to all eat a kazayis of matzah. There's something to talk about. There's something that hider. This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the choyvas haguf. Oh, so now you have a shayla, the choyvas haguf. What about an isha? Is she also obligated? You would say it's a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Kamash malon af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. Wemakish chomeid matzah to chomeids. Noshim are also chayev. They also have a chiv the choyva saguf. Nikra megillah. Nikra megillah is a choyva on the guf. Every single individual has an obligation to hear the megillah. So who does that include? Men. All the mitzvahs are given primarily to everyone, but men, of course. Every single male in Klal Yisrael has an obligation. What about an Isha? Mitzvah say shazman groma. They should be part. No, there's no exception for you in this mitzvah, because af hein hayu ba'is ha'anes. Okay, memela, it falls back on the default. It's a choyvas haguf. It's your obligation to light. It's your obligation to listen to the Megillah. But when it comes to Chanukah, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not on the husband, it's not on the wife, it's a mitzvah on the bayis. The bayis, ner ish ubeisai. And in fact, you can really go so far to say, there's a chiddush otzum to say such a thing, what I'm telling you now, is off the charts. Be'etzem, you know who's lighting the Chanukah candles? It's the wife. The husband just happens to be her shliach. Ner Shel Shabbos.
Tefillot.
Ner Shel Shabbos. Who lights Ner Shel Shabbos?
The woman.
The woman. Why? The Nerois are lit. Is it a chayv on the guf or chayv on the bayis?
The bayis.
The bayis. The bayis is a Shabbos to a bayis. So who lights the Ner? Who is the Ikeris HaBayis? The wife. The man goes out to make Parnasa. And who holds the fort? The bias is the Isha. It's the Ikeris HaBayis. A man is a guest in his wife's home. This is the Metzias. And when it comes to Shabbos, who lights it? It's her mitzvah. What happens if the wife, like there's a minig, it's a very interesting minig, I don't know why people know, there's a minig, bedavka, that the first Shabbos after a woman gives birth, she's not supposed to light. The husband is supposed to light. Yeah. Interesting halacha, not everyone knows, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, I'm not sure why. And even if she's home, it's very interesting halacha, a woman is home from the hospital, today they kick you out after 2 days, right after 1 day. A woman gives birth on Monday morning, that's it. She's out. Tuesday afternoon, she's already home. Okay, it's now Friday night. She's up and about. She's already shopping. She already a bill from Bergdorf already $20,000. Okay? She's all over the place. It's Friday night. She can light. She's gezun. She can light. No. The first Shabbos after Leda, I'm not sure exactly why the husband is supposed to light the Ner Shel Shabbos. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah. I think even the Mechaber the Ramah. Look at even the Mechaber the Ramah in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the halacha. People don't know this. People don't know this halacha. And so how can he light? When he lights, is he lighting because I'm lighting? No, he's the shliach of the Isha. Really, it's still her mitzvah. It's really still her mitzvah because she's the Ikeris HaBayis. It's her mitzvah. And she makes him, okay, this Shabbos, I have a baby. So you know what? In honor of the baby, I'm going to take care of the baby and I'm going to let you light my Shabbos candles. I'll give you a zuchus. You can light the Shabbos candles this week. I'm making you my shliach. The husband who lights Ner Shel Shabbos on those few times in his life and he lights Ner Shel Shabbos is the shliach of the Isha. So Ner Shel Chanukah, it's all the same. There's Ner Shel Shabbos, Ner Shel Chanukah, Neros that are lit in the home. Whose Neros are they? Who lights the Neros in the home? A man never tells a wife how to decorate the home. Never. Never tells the wife what kind of window shades to get, what kind of chandelier. That's her role. That's her choice. So when she lights, you're lighting Neros in the home, it's really her Neros. She is just being kind to the husband, making the husband her shliach to light the Ner Shel Chanukah. Ad kidei kach. Af hein hayu ba'isa hanes. They, in fact, were the ones who mamish, were the ones who instigated the Muhammad, the ones who brought about the Yeshua. That's really what it comes out. It's not the kasha, why don't women also light? Kum fakert. You have to first understand the yisoid. The yisoid is, it's not a din on the gavra. It's a din on the bias. Ner ish ubeisai. Who is the Ikeris HaBayis? The Isha is the Ikeris HaBayis. No different than Ner Shel Shabbos. So how come the husband is lighting and the wife is not lighting? Because the wife is very kind to the husband. She says, my husband, you're a good boy today. I'll let you light the Ner Shel Chanukah. I'll let you. That's really what it comes out. That's a tremendous chiddush and a whole different way of looking at the mitzvah. Now, let's now go to the next level. The Mechaber says, to summarize this, everything I said summarized, is the Ishtoi Kegufai. They're a team. It's the bias. It's the bias, Memela, Ishtoi Kegufai. But the Mishnah Berurah used a different Nusach. The Mishnah Berurah used a Nusach which you would think is derogatory. I think it's not a nice word to say, which you would think would not work out well in the 21st century. And the Mishnah Berurah says, there's another time. It's because the Noshim are tofel to an ish. Okay, and you have to really summarize, that's just a summary, but that works out to a very big nafmina lahalacha for a woman who is not yet married. A woman who's not yet married, does she light candles? It's very interesting. We once spoke about this, very interesting, the different minhagim, the different segments of Klal Yisrael. And some groups, including Charedim, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, much more so than in America, Charedi Noshim, until they get married, light candles. They do light candles. And in America, very interestingly, in the Charedi world in America, in Lakewood, the girls, the single girls, even like a single girls, like big girls, a girl 15, 16, 17, don't light. They're trained in the Beis Yaakovs in America that Noshim do not light candles, period. You're very surprised to go to Eretz Yisrael during Hanukkah and go to a Haredi home, and they're more Haredi than the Haredim in America, than those type of homes, you'll be very surprised to see that the girls who are not yet married light their own Hanukkah menorah. It's very common. It's very common. So what's a nafkamina? So he will, over here in this fantastic sefer, he wants to say nafkamina is the nusach of the mechaber in the Ramah. The mechaber says ishtoy kegufay, ishtoy kegufay. The mechaber ishtoy kegufay. You only can say ishtoy kegufay. Really, you have to remember. Really, nashim should light. Look, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That was a big thing by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that all girls should light all girls should light Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles. It's a chiddush. Okay, a lot of gedolim. There was a little bit of a sichsuch. Not all, a lot of the gedolim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, a lot of chidushim lahalacha. This was very chidush that all the girls should light Shabbos candles. Many gedolim felt no, that's not the right, that's not traditional. That the girls should not light Shabbos candles. Only the mother should light the Shabbos candles. I guess the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the other gedolim, I'm just assuming, held that it's a mitzvah on the bias, and the Ikeres HaBayis is the mother. So other Lubavitcher Rebbe, I'm just guessing, or just a Chanukah candles. No, there's the Ikeres HaBayis. It's ner ishu beisoy, but no harm done if mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, and every member of the family also lights. The father lights, the son lights, they have 10 sons, they light, the children light. Oh, but it's one bias. No, it's one bias, mahadrin. So Lubavitcher Rebbe held all of the young girls in the home should light their own candles Friday night as well. Now, when it comes to Chanukah, a girl who's not married, should she light? If you take the nusach of the mechaber literally, ishtoy kigufay, well, that's if you have a husband. If you don't have a husband, so you can't say ishtoy kigufay, and the etzem, everyone in the family lights, that's the minhag today, mahadrin kol echad v'yechad, if it's taka one mitzvah, one, okay, so then just light one. But since the minhag today is that everyone in the bayis lights, Everyone lights their own kind of candles. So it's one thing when you have a husband and wife, ishtek and gufay. We preserve, it's the din of the bias. A bias is made from a husband and a wife. So at least for them, it's one set. You can argue, really, she's the one who's lighting and she's giving it to the husband to light. You can argue that. But Mahadrin demands that the children light their own Chanukah candles, adult children, and by extension, that applies to the girls also. If the boys are lighting, why not the girls? You can't say about the girls, Ishtoy Kigufoy, she doesn't have a husband yet. And she's living in the house, yeah? For sure they have no choice. Of course they have to light, for sure, because they don't have the husband to light for them, for sure. But what about single girls? But the Mishnah Brura doesn't say that. The Mishnah Brura changed the Nusach, and he says they're tofel to anoshim. They're tofel. And he writes over here, that's where it comes from, the minhag, by certain communities. Every community is different, where girls don't light. They don't light Chanukah candles, that for whatever reason, it's only for men, and the Noshim are tofel to the Noshim. Being tofel, you don't have to be married to be tofel.
But if it's sale, is it possible?
What?
If she doesn't have a husband, so she's stuck. She has to
buy well, herself. No, but if she does. She does if she's living alone. If she's living alone, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not being clear. I'm discussing a case where you have a single girl living at home. Single girls living at home. If a single girl is living alone, of course she has to light. She has to light Shabbos candles. She has to light Hanukkah candles. But let's say she is in a home. So the Rosh HaBayis is lighting the Hanukkah candles. Does the single girl have to light her own Hanukkah candles? So according to the Mishnah Brura, he says, a new nusach, Noshim b'nogeh Hanukkah candles are tofel to anoshim. You do not have to be married to be a tofel. Even if you're not married, you can be second-class citizens. Woo, did I get into trouble, right? Okay? Don't worry about it. No one's listening anyway. I don't have to worry about that. Okay, but you don't have to be, right? A new school of tefillahs. Okay? It's tremendous chiddush. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So these are two different nuschais which comes out. Now there are other very interesting reasons that in the parashah, two other svaras he presents here, it's all totally new stuff to me, all this stuff, of why Noshim do not like Hanukkah candles. Number one is as follows. Where is the ikur mokum to light Hanukkah candles? Mi Pesach Beisoy Mi Bachutz. Outside the house. That's the ideal location for Hanukkah candles. Mi Pesach Beis Mechutz. Any mitzvah where a woman has to leave the house, it's not a mitzvah. Kol Kavuda Bas Melech Penima. It's one thing you want to go get a job, be a big lawyer, a big doctor, gesunte hate. But when it comes to mitzvahs, okay, you can't go argue with the principle that when it comes to mitzvahs, Chazal would never be misakin the mitzvah where a woman has to be in the Rishus Harabim to do the mitzvah. It just goes against the grain of Chazal's understanding. Sukkah. Why don't we apply, it's the same as Akasha. Why don't we say the same when it comes to Sukkah? Noshim achayiv in matzah. For many halachas, we compare the laws of sukkah to the laws of matzah. So why don't we say that noshim are chayiv in sukkah? Noshim are not chayiv in sukkah. They're potter. It's a mitzvah aseh shehazman gram. I know noshim, they all go to sukkah. They all do, they're very nice. Baruch Hashem. There's no harm done. Adram, it's a wonderful thing to do. But can you say that a noish is chayiv in sukkah? Definitely not. An Isha is potter. What? Same thing. If they want to, they can. Of course they can. Of course they can. Noshim, any mitzvah that you potter from, but if you want to do, you do, you make a bracha. If an Isha does not want to go into the sukkah, she's 100% exempt. If she wants to go to the sukkah, gesunde, hey, that's a wonderful thing. And adrab of yadrab, you go into the sukkah. Matzah? A woman's on strike. I don't want to eat matzah. What do you mean you want to eat matzah? Are you an Orthodox woman? If you're an Orthodox woman, you chayiv to eat matzah. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. There are certain things you chayiv to keep Shabbos? Yes. Are you chayiv to eat, you're not like chametz? That's right. Are you chayiv to eat matzah? Yes. You don't like the matzah? Too bad. You have to eat matzah. You don't have a choice. Sukkah? I don't want to go into the sukkah. It's cold in the sukkah. I don't want to go to the sukkah. So you don't be potter. You're not potter from sukkah. That's, they want to go. Why? Why is sukkah different than matzah? Why is it? So that really, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk which tells us that the mechayiv in matzah. But why don't we apply the principle? Why did Chazal extend it to matzah sukkah? So the mefarshim have the same answer. It's a very shocking answer. What is sukkah? Say midiras keva, leave your home and go out into a dira sarai. Chazal would never be misaki in the halacha where an isha should leave the tznius, the shelter of her bais. And the role, the mokum of an isha, called kivuda bas melech panima. When it comes to other matters, the Chazal didn't get involved in parnasa. They didn't go there. But when it comes to mitzvahs, they're not going to make a mitzvah where an isha is going to be told to leave your shelter, your mokum of your ikeres habayis, tsei mediras keva, and go into a shack and go put yourself in a state of vulnerability in a dira sarai where there are people lurking around. It doesn't exist such a thing in Chazal's, from Chazal's point of view. The male of the potter from sukkah, they never mechayev them in sukkah. They can do sukkah. No one's holding them back. We're just talking about the demand, the chiyuv, the demand, the namachuyev. So too, when it comes to Chanukah, being that the midst of Chanukah is ner ishu beitzah, the mokum is mipesach habayis umichutz. You light the neros when you're in the street. You light the neros when you're in the street by the pesach habayis. That is not a mokum tsenua for an isha. Nemela kol kvuda bas melech panima. Women do not light. Oh, so you'll say, so if you're not lighting, that's outside. I can light inside. I can light by the window. I can light on the table. So someone, he suggests over here, he explains to the other, says, no, once already they're exempt from the primary mitzvah, the way it's meant to be done in this ideal state, Mimela, they're potter and gansen, they're entirely exempt from doing the mitzvah. This is one approach. Another svar, a new svar that I came across today, I never saw this svar. So it's very interesting, and this is a very interesting concept. Do you say, do you not say, you see different opinions in regard to this svara. What is the goal of an isha? What's the goal of any person? Not only an isha, it's not an isha, it's every person. A goal of a healthy person is to get married. That's kachi darko shaloyla. We live in a very modern world today, very crazy world today. People have other ideas. But from the Torah's perspective, Chazal's perspective, the goal of a healthy person is to get married. A man's goal is to get married, and the goal of an isha is to get married. That's normal. That's normal. That's what's expected. When the woman gets married, will she be lighting candles? No. Why not? Because, as we explained in the beginning, the mitzvah of Chanukah is not a mitzvah on the gavra; it's a mitzvah on the bayis. Is it really her mitzvah? Yeah, it really is her mitzvah. She's very kind, and she gives the mitzvah over to her husband. Just like she's very kind, she gives the mitzvah to her husband when they have a baby. She lets the husband once in a while light the Shabbos candles for her Friday night. So too, she gives over the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles to her husband on Chanukah. She lets the husband light. So the goal is to get married and to give it away. So it's not derech chinuch. It's a controversial story I'm saying over here, but it's what it says over here. It's not Chazal's takana that noshim, until they get married, should light their own Chanukah candles, when the goal is that they should not light, they should be married, and they should have their husband light the Chanukah candles on their behalf, and their own bias. So they're not getting the sake, the notion, therefore even girls, young girls who are not of age, who are not yet married, should not be trained to light Chanukah candles. So these are another two svar. So Sacha Kol, we presented really four ideas. I mean, you'll really three ideas. The Ikari is, it's a mitzvah on the gavra, on the bias. And the truth is, really, you can argue, it's a chiddush to say, it's really her mitzvah. It's really her mitzvah. She gives it to her husband. Ishtoi kigufan. So that's why it's not like matzah, it's not like megillah, and all those types of mitzvahs. Shofar. Are women chayav in shofar? Absolutely not. They're not chayav in shofar. Today they go crazy over it, and it already became the minhag Yisrael that they're very, very makbid on shofar. They're very makbid on shofar. A man comes to blow for it. That's right. Because of the toikif of the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom HaDin. Absolutely, it's a very, very powerful minhag. But you have to know when to draw the line. It's a minhag and it's not a chiyuv. Tekiyah shofar l'noshim is not a chiyuv. Today, a woman would not miss, unheard of, that a woman, an Orthodox woman, can be shofar in Rosh Hashanah, unheard of. But you have to know, it's not the halacha, it's a minhag. It's a very powerful minhag. The Ramah brings it down. I think the Ramah actually brings it down. But matzah, you don't have a choice. Matzah is much higher, much, much higher than blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Chanukah candles, it's not a mitzvah for you. It's the bias. It's your bias. That's right. So really, you should lie. You want to be kind, let your husband lie? Gesund to hate. Ish take a gufay. It takes two to make a bias. And now, children. You want to have your children? That's right. Mahadrin. So each one of the children should light. But the young girls, do they light? No. Why not? Because it's not a mitzvah on the person. It's a mitzvah on the bias. When you extend mahadrin, min ha-mahadrin, it's only extended to the men. It's not extended to the noshim, because it's not a mitzvah on the gavra. It's a chiddush. It's a very, very interesting chiddush. Why you say that? It's being that it's starting out a mitzvah on the bias, the mahadrin is only for men. We don't go so far to extend it to the nashim. It's a chiddush, but that's what comes out according to those who don't do it. And then you have these other two svaris, is that again that kol kavuda bas melech penim, it's a pasuk, and the svar that you don't train a person to do something where the goal is not to do it, to get married and then to have a bias, ishtoi kigufoy, and the nuance, the nusach between what it says over here, Ishtoi kigufoy, or tehim tefeloitz lo anashim. That really was a nafkamina. That was nafkamina in the mahadrin. You say it's in the tofel. If it's tofel, then they're not going to align at all. But if it's Ishtaki Gufoi, so just because we're doing Mahadrin, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, I don't have a husband. Therefore, I should light. And as you see in Klal Yisrael, it's very, very interesting to see communities of, I'm talking about like Haredim. Okay, in the more modern world, of course the women light. They're even there. I know even families where the wife lights also. I know such families. I know such families where the husband lights. Chanukah. I know the wife, she always lit her whole life. So sometimes when they get a little bit older, they get married when they're a little bit older, and they're lighting Chanukah candles their whole life. They have a chavivos. They want to light. They ask the Rav, can I also light? If you want to light, you can light. There's no harm done. There's no harm done if an Isha wants to light her own Chanukah candles, and she has kavanah not to be yosef with her husband, and the husband has kavanah not to be yosef with his wife. There's no harm done. I'm telling you as a fact, there are people, the whole world is not flappish. Okay, there's a big world out there, and there are communities where the wife lights, the husband lights, no harm done. Okay? The Ramos says, Ishtoi einem adlekes. Okay, the Ramos says it should not be done. Einem adlekes. It's not an iser, whatever it is. But talk about in the more Haredi world. Do single girls, 18-year-old girls, going on a date tonight. She has a date. She's all dressed up for the date, and now she wants to light Chanukah candles. Does she light Chanukah candles? You'll be very interested to see that there's a very big difference in different minhagim. Some communities they do light, and some they do not light. From my understanding, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common that single girls, until they get married, do light. And in America, among the right-wing communities, the single girls are trained in Beis Yaakov. When they get to a certain maturity, you don't light anymore. What about little children? So Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe seems to say you should encourage little children to light, no matter what. Boys, it doesn't make a difference, boys or girls. Until they get a little more mature, they come at 10, 11, 12 years old, the girls, so then already you have the different minhagim of the girls light. But while they have a girl who's 6 years old, 7 years old, even younger, older, it's all part of the spirit of Chanukah. And Rav Moshe says it's a very good thing. It's a very good thing, but of course, safety first. Be very careful. Achmar Lissa, what happened last night?
Young boys, what? And girls?
Yeah, of course. They should lie. They should be encouraged. Of course. It is. Look, Lubavitcher Rebbe, he encouraged her. That was a very big chachma of his, to encourage young girls to light Shabbos candles.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a very, and many people will tell you, there are many people today that are religious. Probably thousands of people that will tell you the only reason why they're religious is because of Shabbos candles. They lit the Shabbos candles, they gave out the Shabbos candles to the little girls, and it inspired them. It awakened their neshama. You have thousands of stories like this. I know there was a fellow, my father's shul, he used to supply the Lubavitcher Rebbe with candles. That was his business. He was in the candle business. And he had yechidus with the Rebbe every so often. What was his zuchus to get in, to cut all the red tape? He gave candles. He gave Lubavitch Rebbe. He gave Lubavitch probably who knows how much, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of candles, which they distributed. They distributed all to all their people, to Mechazik. It's a very big thing, and as I told you, a lot of people today are from because of the candles, the Friday candles. Why? Living by yourself is sure.
Yeah,
we're not discussing that. Right, so now when they get married, they want to continue.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's why they come to ask the question. Like, there's some a girl, an older single, she gets married to him when she's 35 years old, and she says, "I have a chavivas for Chanukah my whole life. I'm lighting Chanukah candles. How could I not light Chanukah candles?" So they say, it says in the halacha, it says in Shulchan Aruch, your husband lights. Yeah, my husband. I don't like how he makes the bracha. Yeah. Yeah? No one else lights. Like the Mechaber. Ner Yishu Beisai. Not even the children. Not even the children. Right. Just the husband. No, but he lights his Moshe V'Holach. He lights the second night two candles, right? By the Svaradim. They all, every night they light more candles. Tonight they'll be lighting seven candles. Yeah, right. Because they have a new interpretation of what it means Ner. Because the Svaradim, they learn the Mahajan, Minah Mahajan is not to build upon that everyone in the family lights a candle. We discussed this last year. Remember, we have three levels in Ashkenazim. The first level is just the father lights one candle. What's the second level? Everyone in the bais lights how many candles?
One candle.
What's the third level? Everyone in the bais is moisef v'hoilet. It's not that. That's not necessarily the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is the svar they learn. The ikar halach is the mahadran is one person. Only the Rosh HaBayis lights one candle. The second level is everyone in the family lights one candle. The third level, the highest level, is the Rosh HaBayis, only he lights Moisef HaHoylach. So they're doing Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, in the way the Gemara is really the way the Gemara reads. On a very simple level, that's really the way the Gemara reads. Is that when you light, and the Naskimit says you only have three children. You know, there are a lot more candles like that. If you only have three children, when you get to the fourth night, so you're already lighting more candles than if just everyone in the bais would light three candles. And the eighth and Hanukkah, they have three children. So the husband and his three children, how many candles will he light in total? Mahadrin, four candles. The husband and three children. But the eighth and Hanukkah, when the husband is lighting alone and not the children, how many candles is he lighting? Eight candles. So it's Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin when only the Rosh HaBayis is Moisev V'Hoylech. Okay, but these are some of the issues. Yeah.
We have now Shola Shashia. This is a phenomenon. The Ashkenazi Rebbe was saying that the Minhag was to light everybody and the Sephardi was to light. The Sephardi was to light everybody.
One per year. Yeah.
And the Ashkenazi only one. But this one was switched by in the time of.
They switched, aha.
Yeah. We had a Shechter, how the Minhagim with the Sephardi and.
Ashkenazim, they switched.
And not only how they knew each other,
uh-huh.
But this one is for switched.
Uh-huh. Interesting, very interesting. All right, we're out of time, so this is this topic is an interesting topic.